June 10, Delighted Holiness. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 to 15. Therefore, prepare your minds for action, be self-controlled, set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do, for it is written, "Be holy, because I am holy." Peter has just explained in the preceding paragraph what Christ has done for us. He begins here with what we're called to do for him. Therefore, prepare your minds for action is literally, gird up the loins of your mind. The picture is what anyone wearing a long robe would have to do if called to action. Running in a long robe was all but impossible. The robe had to be lifted up and tucked into the belt. God called his Old Testament people to be ready to move in Exodus chapter 12, verse 11. He called Elijah ready to run in 1 Kings 18:46, and also Jeremiah ready to prophesy in Jeremiah 1, verse 17. We are to be self-controlled. The emphasis is on being sober. Because the phrases before and after each have to do with attitudes and thinking, Peter is probably thinking of the dangers of letting our mind wander into any kind of intoxication that stops spiritual alertness and lulls Christians into carelessness, such as in chapter 4, verse 7 and chapter 5, verse 8, where the same term is used. Drunkenness is for those who have no hope, but we have hope, a confident and eager expectation that when Christ returns, God will pour out on his children a further store of undeserved blessings. Addressing those who have heard and received the gospel, Peter literally calls them children of obedience, meaning obedience is their characteristic behavior. We are no longer to pattern our actions or lives on the way we used to live when we knew no better. Don't let your character be moulded by the desires of your ignorant days, is the J.B. Phillips translation. Peter realized how real and powerful these desires can be for a Christian, and what a battle it is to overcome them. God initiated our salvation when the gospel came to us, calling us out of darkness into fellowship with himself. It was a powerful, effective call, a call to live with God and be like him. So what is God like? First and foremost, he is holy, meaning separated from sin and all glorious within himself. Anything that was holy in the Old Testament was both set apart from ordinary use and devoted to use in glorifying God. The contrast is, do not conform to the evil desires, but be holy. This is a moral separation from evil to live a life of righteousness. So be holy in all you do speaks of a pattern of life that transforms every day, every moment, every action. To be holy as God is holy is more than avoiding sin. It means carrying an all-pervading delight in God and his holiness. In time, this undercurrent will affect every part of our personality, and we can never be the same again.